Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
One lifelong Bears fan got his season ticket in a way he'll never forget, directly from Papa Bear himself. Here's more on Jim Schmidt's story about meeting George Halas. Jim's season ticket has been in his family since he was a teenager. Now in his 50s, Jim told us how he and his brother grew up Bears fans among a family of Packers fans in Wisconsin.
The Bears games are not always available for us in Wisconsin. So my brother and I, Richard, decided that let's go to the games. They're at Wrigley Field. What was memorable was we would go down and we would get autographs of the Bears players as they were coming in. And we'd always see George Halas and get his autograph. And what was really cool was George Halas would park his car in Wrigley Field, then he would have to come out to go back into Wrigley Field. So we were always getting them. I mean, George Halas, the founder of the NFL. I mean, it was, that was huge. Every game that we went to, we didn't have a ticket. So we would have to scramble to try and get a ticket. So one time my brother goes to me and goes, you know, how do you get a season ticket? Season ticket? And I go, well, hey, we see George Halas all the time. Let's ask him. We got his autograph, and my brother asked him, how do you get a season ticket? He said, send me a letter at the end of the year, and I'll see what I can do.
Jim's brother did, in fact, prepare a letter for George Halas. He gave it to him the day of the last game of the season. Papa Bear came through with the season ticket for the Bears fans from Wisconsin.
Yeah, my brother ended up getting and just this fabulous seat on the 40-yard line. He sat next to, back in the day, Bobby Walston was the general manager of the Bears. He sat next to their family. It was really great. I mean, I was jealous. I mean, it was one seat. After the Bears won the Super Bowl, my brother moved to Florida. And the Bears were kind enough to let him transfer from my brother's name to my name. And I've had it ever since.
All right, so you have a lot of different tickets here. Some are Cubs, some are Bears, and of course the Super Bowl. The Bears Super Bowl ticket is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it just stands out, doesn't it?
With that
silver sticking out of it and all that. That was just a memorable moment in my life.
Of all the Bears Jim has seen play the game, one Hall of Famer is at the top of his list.
My favorite Bear of all time was Dick Butkus, number 51. Not only his talents, but he played with intensity. When he went out on the field, you know, he was there to play and to win and give it all he had. And not everybody does that. I really enjoyed that.
You have here the Dick Butkus rookie card, which is pretty incredible. He looks so young in this picture right here.
Yeah, that just shows you how tough he was if you look at that picture.
Through the years, Jim attended Bears training camp numerous times. He even earned a nickname from one of the players.
Back then, there wasn't a lot of fans that would go to training camp like they do now. And I used to take pictures of all the players to duplicate football cards. So I would get close-ups when they would have their number on it. And Noah Jackson, who played guard for the Bears during the Peyton year, he used to call me Pitcher Man, which was really cool. Noah is always a prankster. And him and Hollywood Revisori, you know, we're always kind of joking around. So I have good memories of that. And Walter Payton as well. He was very nice.
Picture Man recalled his most memorable encounter with George Halas. With Jim's 35mm camera in hand and natural light on his side, he spotted Papa Bear and took a photo of him.
We were quite the autograph people, so the Bears had this freight elevator there, and you could see coaches from both teams would use that freight elevator and George Halas. So one time George Halas came in and I saw him and I took his picture and it turned out great. He looked at it, he loved the photo. He loved the photo and he asked me, can I get a copy of that negative? And I said, certainly, I'll send it to you. And I did and he signed the photo and everything was beautiful. The word was that he was tough and he was a tough, demanding coach and everything. But when it came to me, I mean, he He obviously signed autographs for me. He posed for a picture for me. And he helped me get the season ticket that I have today. So he was a great man.
Anthony, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but before you even played for the Bears growing up, were there any Chicago Bears that you idolized from any team that you were big fans of growing up?
No question.
Like
Tecmo
who?
Bowl, I picked the Bears.
Okay.
Walter Payton, Samurai Mike, Richard Dent, Dennis Gentry. Oh, man. I love the
a
ball.
A ton of
man.
Them.
They were so bomb on Tecmo Bowl. So bomb. I used to pick a player. I think it was down at A. Couldn't stop it. Walter Payton was a beast.